Pickle and Tubgut stood to one side out of the whole thing. The confrontation was between two badgers. To get in the way meant certain death. Pickle, however, noticed, as Mara did, that the white badger, for all his size and muscle, seemed unwilling to offer battle. The young hare called encouragement to his friend.
Watch him, Mara. Remember Sergeant Sapwood? Dodge and weave. Don't try a paw-to-paw with this rascal. He's too big.
Mara was still moving forward.
Arthwaite, what have we taught you?
The old squirrel chattered angrily.
Kill the creature. Oh, loom, bud, kick his tail for him good and hard.
As Mara advanced, the old badger Loambud gave Earthwhite a hefty shove in the back.
Go on, you big lump, fight.
The white badger stumbled forward into Mara, accidentally catching her off guard. He closed his eyes, averting his head as he grabbed her. The breath left Mara's body in a great whoosh. Two enormous vice-like paws lifted her clear off the ground, and she was pinned helpless in midair, with the great white badger shouting,
Look! Just leave me alone, will you? I don't want to fight. Let me be, or I'll squeeze you hard.
Mara felt as though her whole body was trapped in a mighty press. Her eyes bulged, and she fought for breath. Pickle pushed Tubgut aside as the shrew ran forward, drawing his rapier. The young hare set his jaw grimly as he thwacked down a loaded sling viciously on the white badger's footpaw.
Enough of this, you great bully! Put that maid down this instant!
It worked like a charm. The big, simple badger dropped Mara in a heap as he hopped about on one leg, rubbing his smarting footpaw. Earthwhite's lower lip jutted resentfully as he muttered,
I'm not a bully. She's the bully. Anyway, why are they always trying to make me fight?
Pickle patted his head.
There, there, old lad, it's not your fault.
The squirrel rushed in, chattering.
You leave him alone, hare. Who asked you to come to our island in the first place? Go away and leave us in peace.
Loambud, the old female badger, went to attend to Mara, rubbing her ribs and patting her back until the badger maid regained her breath. She was very motherly and considerate.
Stay there, Mara. Lie back and take deep breaths. There's nothing broken. Ashnin, I don't think these creatures mean us any harm.
Well, they had me surrounded and captured.
The squirrel folded her paws stubbornly. Pickle gave her a playful shove.
Oh, go on with you, Granny. You started it by invading me with blooming cherry stones.
Ashnin gave a cackling laugh.
Good shot, aren't I? Never missed you once.
Earthwhite tugged Ashnin's tail, complaining aloud. Just like a small badger babe.
I'm thirsty. Is it all right to have a drink?
The old squirrel threw up her paws in mock despair.
Oh, go on, you great white tripehound. But don't go draining the pond. Leave some for others.
They all sat at the edge of the pool as Earthwhite sucked in great noisy gulps of water like a thirsty babe. Loambud shook her head.
Look at him. The son of one of the greatest badger warriors ever to put paw on grass. Ah, but it's not all his fault.
Earthwhite raised his dripping white snout from the water.
I'm hungry. It's well past lunchtime, Nin.
The old squirrel tugged his ear sharply.
Tell me a time when you're not hungry, you big scoffbag.
She turned to the three friends.
I suppose you're all hungry too. Do you want lunch?
Pickle bowed gracefully and kissed her wrinkled paw.
Feed us, O beautiful one, and we're yours forever.
Oh, go on with your long shanks.
She cuffed the young hare's ear lightly.
I can see you take more feeding than a whole army just by looking at you.
Loambud stood up and beckoned them.
Follow me. You'll have to put a move on, though. I put a leek and mushroom pasty in the oven before Ashnin called. I just hope it hasn't burned.
The two badgers and the squirrel lived a short distance from the pool in a beautiful natural cave. Mara looked about admiringly. It was spacious and well ventilated. Two long windows had been carved through the rock, which stood like a hump in the forest. Flowers and trailing plants decorated the windowsills. Woven rush matting carpeted the cave, and there were several large seats carved from dead logs. These were spread with soft bark cloth covers. The rock had been carved in one corner to form a fireplace and a wide oven. In the center of the cave was a fine table of rock slab adorned with bowls of fruit. They washed their paws in a trough by the entrance and sat round the table as Earthwhite and Loambud brought the food. Pickle's eyes lit up, and Tubgut gave a small growl of anticipation.